Southern California Dental Offices of Dr. Beecham presents Wade Lane as Trollin' Tom.
You can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile when you cannot be heard. You can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime, anywhere.
Dr. Beecham, Southern California dentist, brings to you each Sunday at 7:45 p.m. and each Tuesday through Friday at 9 p.m. your old friend Strollin' Tom. Dr. Beecham also brings to the people of Southern California a dental service which is careful, efficient, and very economical. At Dr. Beecham's, you are invited to use his liberal credit plan, a year to pay. Dr. Beecham's offices include Long Beach at 410 Pine Avenue, ground floor, corner 4th and Pine. The main Dr. Beecham office is at 5th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles. Now here he is, coming up the road, your old friend of mine, Strollin' Tom.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is your old friend, Strolling Tom, greeting you and wishing you the time of day and bringing you a little gift in verse or song. And by the way, speaking about song, I wonder if you'll agree with me when I say, there is music in the air, I can hear it everywhere. Jesus set the world to singing when he came. Sons of men in tuneful lay, love's sweet melody display. Jesus set the world to singing when he came. Jesus set the world to singing when he came, and the song is growing sweeter, praise his name. Then take up the glad refrain, till the King of Love shall reign. Jesus set the world to singing when he came. I don't know, of course, how you feel about it, but singing to me is one of the greatest blessings we have. No, I don't mean the ability alone of expressing yourself in the style of Lily Pons or John Charles Thomas, but the ability of each one of us to sing in our hearts. Ah, there indeed is the world's greatest blessing. When we do or say something that makes someone else happy, and we see the look of deep gratitude and appreciation sparkle from their eyes, then a song bursts from our hearts. Oh, no, it may not come forth in beautiful tones. It may not even make an outward expression, but its lovely melody illuminates our soul, and its vibrations and tone color start the heavenly choir to sing. Of course, if your heart is heavy, you'll find this a mighty good remedy. When your heart is aching, turn to Jesus. He's the dearest friend that you can know. You will find him standing close beside you, waiting peace and comfort to bestow. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. Go him today. Do it now without delay. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. He will take your heartaches all away. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. Go to him today, do it now without delay. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. He will take your heartaches all away.
You see, friend, we all have a worthy task to perform here on this old earth plane, and a great opportunity to fit ourselves to a grand promotion someday. So don't you think that we should sort of plant our feet firmly and set our course in a straight line to the goal? Or like the trees, plant our roots deep in the soil so that we will, like the trees, withstand the ravages of storm and time, and grow big and strong and fine in life's experiences, and send forth branches laden heavily with the fruit of kindness and good. You know, I believe it's in 2 Kings 19, the 30th verse, that you'll find it says, "Take root downward and bear fruit upward." But unless we plant our roots deep enough, how can we expect to withstand the storms and yet bear fruit? How many times after a severe blow have we seen the trees uprooted and fallen by the wayside? And we say, too bad. They were shallow rooted. Not much earth around them. Didn't have a hold on the soil. Friends, if the roots of our trees are planted deep enough, we need not fear the storm. Faith grows strong amid the storms. Your faith and mine takes deeper root in the promises of God. Oh, yes, we may bend and groan and whine in the winds of trial and tribulation, but the soul of man, deep set in faith, grows sturdier and gains greater strength if he takes root downward. Why, the Master himself said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." And as you and I are commanded to bear fruit, we must endure the wintry blasts, the frost and the storm. We must know the pain of the pruning shears if we are to bear a great harvest. Here's a lovely little poem that seems just to fit in beautiful with our thoughts this evening. Dear Lord, if thou canst make so wonderful this thing we call a tree, I wonder, Lord, what thou couldst make if men would yield to thee. If every tiny earth-born root drank from the wells of God, and all day long his every breath answered thy slightest nod, its bent and twisted, gnarled and time-eaten, but a glorious thing this tree, with its heart and its arms uplifted, seeking the face of thee. O thou who made so wonderful this thing we call a tree, take me, root, branch and all, and as the years go on apace, grow up in me that radiant light that shines, Lord, from thy face. And friends, if your heart grows faint at times while you're standing by. Remember that somewhere, God's promise, the rainbow is shining. There's a rainbow shining somewhere. There's a light across the skies. There's a rainbow shining somewhere, like a glimpse of paradise. Though today the clouds are drifting far across the stormy sea, there's a rainbow shining somewhere that will someday shine for me. We pray to God this night that whoever's heart is lonely or sad or heavy laden with the burdens of earth, trials and tribulations, those who are ill or sick of body and mind, that God will reach down and plant their roots deep in the ground of faith, that nothing is impossible in the sight of God, that He will bless each home, each heart, each body, each mind this night. You know, friends, there was a fellow once in the olden times that set out to look for a fountain of youth. I just can't recollect his name, but it don't matter. But it does prove that even in those days, people were proud of their personal appearance. And that was a long time before they had modern aids to beauty and scientific knowledge of how to help folks restore and retain their good looks. My, it should be a great comfort to folks today to know that such things are available. And I'd like very much to invite you to go down when you need dental work done, to visit my sponsor and friend, Dr. Beecham Dentist, the corner 5th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles. I know that you'll be glad you went and you'll appreciate my suggestion. See Dr. Beecham for any kind of dental work that you may have or wish to have done. And when you go in, be kind enough to tell them that you're a friend of Strolling Tom's. And now, until next Tuesday night, we pray God's love enfold you tight. With the coming of the day, His power may guide you on your way to richest blessings and content. Make you know your life's well spent. Strolling Tom saying good night to you until we meet Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. over this same station. In the meantime, don't forget, you can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile.
You have been listening to Strollin' Tom, brought to you by the Southern California Dental Offices of Dr. Beecham. See Dr. Beecham for good dentistry at low cost on liberal credit terms. Dr. Beecham's offices are open evenings all over Southern California. Addresses include Southwest Los Angeles at 8658 South Broadway, North Hollywood at Lancashire and Weddington, San Diego, 4th and Broadway, Long Beach, 410 Pine Avenue, Huntington Park, 6334 and a half Pacific Boulevard. The main Dr. Beecham office is at 5th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles, spelled B-E-A-U-C-H-A-M-P, pronounced Dr. Beecham. Strolling Tom comes to you each Sunday at 7:45 p.m. and each Tuesday through Friday at 9 p.m. Until his next visit, Tuesday evening at 9, a very pleasant good evening to you all.